Now to the polls, where there's less bounce to the ounce. In polling on the presidential race, the numbers are starting to look much like they did before the conventions, and that means the race is once again very tight. Barack Obama is polling even or just ahead of John McCain in national polls. Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center joins me now to talk about this shift. Welcome back to the program, Andy.
Hi, Michelle.
So what's happened to the bounce that John McCain seemed to get after the Republican convention after picking his running mate, Sarah Palin?
As is so often the cases with these post-convention bounces, it's dissipated. It's fizzled. Gallup's tracking poll today has a 4-point Obama lead. At one point right after the convention, they had a 5-point McCain lead. CBS shows the same poll. We don't do polls right after the conventions. We let things settle down. And our latest survey has 46% favoring Obama or saying that they lean to Obama and 44% for McCain. So it's a very close race. And you know what? That's just about what we had before we had all of these conventions, which isn't to say there hasn't been some change in public attitudes, but not change in bottom line attitudes.
Now that John McCain's numbers have come closer back down to earth, though, are there sort of shifting dynamics or sort of lasting benefits for John McCain?
There certainly are. We may see some things that will play out to his favor in the long run. First of all, he's energized his base. A greater percentage of his supporters say they're strong supporters. A greater percentage of them say they're voting for him. A lot of this may have to do with the energy that Governor Palin has brought to Republicans. But it's not only that. He's attracted more independent voters. He's attracted more young people or middle-aged people, 30 to 49 years old, particularly women in that category, the same age category and gender as Governor Palin, obviously. But he's also improved, McCain has also improved his image on the issues. Greater percentages have confidence in him to deal with the economy, with energy, and to deal with political reform in Washington. But still, Barack Obama, the plurality of people still favor Obama on these issues or have more confidence in him.
Now, you mentioned women and women voters and certain issues for John McCain. Now that the race has tightened up, are there areas where Barack Obama has either lost or gained momentum on issues or with other groups of particular voters?
What's been really important for John McCain, for Barack Obama, is he's got some more of the Hillary supporters. His percentage of Hillary supporters went from 72% pre-conventions to 78% currently. But the most important thing, he continues to be seen as the candidate of change. 53% say he can bring about real change. 39% say that about John McCain. And that's crucial. Plus, he's preserved McCain for all of his gains, hasn't been able to shake the image of he might be like Bush. And that continues to be a big advantage for Barack Obama. 44% said that McCain might take the country in a different position, but 45% say no, he's going to be like Bush. And that's what Barack Obama has to work with right now.
Interesting that with the Clinton voters, still a large percentage that are undecided. The shifting that we saw after the two conventions, what accounts for that? What kinds of voters were behind those swings from one candidate to the other?
Well, many of them were independents. But the reality of it is that a lot of Americans cannot figure this one out. 51% of people say that they think voting for Obama is risky. 47%, almost the same number, say that about John McCain. So we have people who don't know quite what to do. And this is the first election in a long time, or first election that I can remember, where people don't have a sense of who they think is going to win. 39% say McCain, 39% say Obama. There's more uncertainty in this election than I've ever seen.
Before I let you go, Andy, I'd just like to ask you about some of the state polls. The race appears to be very tight in the traditional battleground states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan. That's expected. But it's also tight in some of the traditionally red states, Indiana, North Carolina, for instance. What is going on there?
Well, I think in a state like North Carolina, where the CNN poll had it 47% to 48%, we've got a lot of African-American voters in North Carolina, and that may be helping Barack Obama. Indiana is still for McCain, but by a 6-point margin. But Indiana is the kind of state that's hard hit by, you know, the tough times, and the tough times are coming in big doses, not only with everyday concerns, but the turmoil on Wall Street.
Andy, always good to talk to you.
Happy.
It's Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center. Thanks again.